our God, the one unto whom we have gathered tonight. Somebody raise your voice, let him hear you right now. Thank him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Adore him. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. The immortal. The invincible Lord. The great that I am. The author and the finisher of our faith. Thank him. As you thank him tonight, your faith is getting stronger. Thank him tonight. Thank him from your weakness. Thank him for greater faith. Thank him for deeper faith. Thank him for higher faith. Thank him and thank him and bless his name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Father, we thank you tonight for this great congregation of your people gathered together from all walks of life to hear your word. Everyone present to hear your word, because only your word gives life. And thank you tonight because everyone's longing shall be satisfied. You have not asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, let no one seeking you tonight seek you in vain. Let every pain give way to gains. Let confusion give way to direction. Let every downcast soul here be greatly lifted. In your presence there is fullness of joy. Let emptiness give way to fullness. Let sorrow give way to joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let pressure give way to pleasure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you for your servant whom you have raised and placed over this assembly and beyond in the diverse assignments committed to his hands, local and global. And thank you for fulfillment of ministry. Thank you for grace. Thank you for daily empowerment and wisdom for him. And thank you for all the leaders in this ministry. Thank you for every good thing you've been doing here. Thank you for the commencement of the World Conference since yesterday and even till this moment. To you alone be glory forever. Amen. And all the saints of God expecting a definite touch tonight, say a loud amen. Amen. Will you give my Jesus a big hand and take your seat, please. With a smile on your face, shout hallelujah. If you're expecting a very big blessing tonight, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. If you enjoyed the first teaching tonight that came from that powerful woman of God, let's applaud Jesus again with appreciation. It's worthy of our praise. Amen. I want to first of all tonight give thanks to the Almighty God for making it possible for me to be here. And secondly, appreciate the honor done to me by our pastor, highly revered and respected, with a strong voice which is everywhere. We'd like to thank God for you, Pastor Paul, for being a blessing at all times beyond the congregations of House on the Rock to everywhere all over the nation. Your leadership is highly recognized and appreciated. We thank God for your life and for your wife as well, and for the entire church all across the globe. Thank you and God bless you. Amen.
I don't want to forget this. Special love and greetings from my father, who you always also respect as your father, Bishop David Oyedepo. God bless you, sir. Tonight, I'll be teaching on what I captioned, exploring the three dimensions of faith. Amen. Somebody did something like that? Okay. I want to begin by saying that the subject of faith is an all-important subject. So important that the Bible describes Christianity as the faith. Acts chapter 6 verse 7. The faith. Faith is core. Other subjects are plus. Amen. In construction, we have what they call the hard core. Without it, you can't lay foundation. Faith is core. Take away faith, there is nothing more to hold. And that we are going to examine so we can see how important it is. It is so important that the greatest concern that Jesus had before he left is whether he will meet the faith when he returns. That is to say, that faith will be threatened, faith will be attacked. But as we will see shortly, faith will be on top. Faith cannot be killed. Faith cannot be destroyed. We also see from Jude chapter 1 verse 3 that faith is to be contended for, the faith delivered to us. I'd like you to know that the greatest attack of the enemy on you is on your faith. Faith is foundation. Without faith, you cannot be saved. Ephesians 2:8, and by grace are ye saved through faith. Without faith, you cannot stand. 2 Corinthians 5:7, by faith ye stand. Without faith, you cannot be healed. Thy faith has made thee whole. Without faith, we cannot win. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's called the victory. Not a victory. The victory. Without faith, we cannot live. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. For by faith we live. What is faith? I'd like to take a definition from a great legend of faith, who happens to be my spiritual father, Bishop David Oyedepo. He said, faith is a living force drawn from the living word to produce living proof. The source of a thing determines the strength of it. The source of a thing defines the limits of the thing. The source of a thing determines the capability of that thing. God is source of faith. As a matter of fact, we are told about the faith of God. So God, permit me to say, is a man of faith. He created everything by faith. Nothing exists that ever is without faith. The faith of God. Romans chapter 4 verse 17, that calls the things which be not as though they were. Now, if faith is a living force, drawn from the living word, which endures forever, it will always produce living proof. That shows to us that faith is living and therefore dynamic. Faith moves. Faith is not static. That's why we're talking about the theme, faith to faith. That is, it moves. It grows. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. Faith grows exceedingly. There is no end to the growth of faith. This is why faith moves God to work. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is impossible to move God. The word please, that means to move. When we please somebody, we move the person to action. Without faith, it is impossible to move God. If you want God to move, don't just cry. Put faith on the line. It is not your cry that moves God, but the cry of faith. Your cry may get his attention, but it is your cry of faith that moves him to walk. It's all right if you cry, but cry in faith. Don't just cry. You see, there are empty cries that attract sympathy. Everybody feels, oh, sorry. And the human nature likes that a lot. As a matter of fact, people get angry that I was in trouble, nobody cares for me. I was in the hospital, nobody came to visit me. What are you doing in the hospital? When Jesus said you will lay hand on the sick and heal them, you're relegating yourself and you are still looking for sympathy. Faith moves God and faith moves people into their destiny. Hebrews again, chapter 11, verses 7 and 8, you hear about how by faith Noah moved. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved. Noah moved. And by faith Abraham moved. So faith also moves Satan out of the way. Mark 16:17, he said, in my name you shall move Satan, you will cast him out. This sign shall follow them that believe. Them that have faith in my name, the faith they have in that name will move Satan, will cast out devils. And what more, the faith moves mountain into the sea. Mark 11:23-24. If you have faith, you shall say to the mountain, mountain, be thou moved and be thou cast into the sea. And he shall obey you. From tonight, mountains will obey you. Yeah. Now, faith is supreme. And I'll show you some account to establish the supremacy of faith. Faith is a general commander in the army. Faith is above all. Ephesians 6:6. And above all, in that passage, it talks about other weapons before faith. Above all, that means all other weapons are at the mercy of faith. Others will line up until faith arises. Other weapons cannot go to war until faith gives the command. That's why anywhere you find faith people, you find them at the top. Faith doesn't settle on the floor. Faith does not stay at the back. Faith takes the front position. Above all, taking the shield of faith. How supreme is faith? Number two, it enables the unable and the disabled. Faith enables the disabled. The same Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Wherefore taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able you shall be able. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Wherewith you shall be able. So when you look disabled, take faith. I have seen the weakest of people, including myself, who have become great warriors simply by taking faith. Wherewith you shall be able. Faith enables people. Give a weakling faith to eat. The next thing you will see is strength coming out of him. Show me the most sickly person and inject faith into him. The next day you find him running. If you came in here sick tonight, I decree that that sickness gives way right now. How supreme is faith? Number three, it is the arrowhead in spiritual warfare. Someday Jesus cast out some devils, and his disciples came and met him. Peter in particular said, "Master, why could we not cast out the devil?" And Jesus said, number one is your faith. You threw away your faith. Matthew 17:20-21. Your faith. Faith is arrowhead in spiritual warfare. Number four, how supreme is faith? It subdues kingdom. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. It subdues kingdom. Everywhere faith goes, everything comes under. There is no hard nation or economy with faith at work. And what shall I more say? For time will not fail me to talk about Barak, you know, and Gideon, and Samson, and Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. In the business world, you can subdue it. Through faith. Who wrought righteousness. You can't live holy without, you know, faith. Obtained the promises. Stop the mouth of lions. And turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Faith can drive your enemies away from you. Faith can shut the mouth of lion from you. We all go through the maze of lion every day. Diabolical forces, physical people who constitute themselves to be terror to us. You can use faith to displace them. Somebody saying amen to that. Amen. How supreme is faith? Faith makes destiny count. If you go through all the Hebrews chapter 11 list, they were non-entities. The one who amazed me most there is the harlot. Rahab the harlot, listed with Abraham. If you check the account of each of them, you'll find the word either by faith or through faith. So faith is passage to your destiny. Through faith. Just anyone can become something if he can pass through faith. Through faith, by faith. Through faith, by faith also, Sarah receives strength to conceive. You can, through faith, count in life. For those of you who love to pray, the next point here, it is only by faith that your prayer can be answered. Matthew 21:22. And All things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Believing, take away that believing, there is no answer. Believing is a link between asking and receiving. Without believing, there is no bridge between asking and receiving. You can ask till tomorrow and never receive until you start believing. Next. Faith is the foundation for other spiritual virtues. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. And adding to your faith. Faith is the only thing you can add other things to. Add to your faith. So faith must be there for any other thing to be added. This next point may not sound theological, but it's real. Faith makes you equal with God. Faith makes you equal with faith brings you to the same platform of operation with God. God can do just anything when he finds a man believing. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 27, Jesus said, with God all things are possible. Say with me, with God. How many things are possible? With God all things are possible. Then the chapter before then, chapter 9, we had the story of a man who had a problem with his child and came running to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, if you can do anything, help me. And Jesus said in verse 23, shut up. It's not if I can do anything, it's if you can believe. Don't ask God what he can do. It's an insult on him. The God of all flesh, nothing is impossible to him. Now, is there anything God cannot do? Don't ask that question. Ask the question, is there anything you can believe? Is there anything? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him. Now, how did I say it brings to the same plan from God? Chapter 10, verse 27, all things are possible with God. 9:23, all things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible with God, to him that believe. All the things that are possible with God are possible to you if you believe. So may I believe. Say it again, I believe. One more time, I'd like to hear you. All things are possible to him that believe. Now, it's important for us to know, however, that faith is not cheap talk, but hard work. This is where we have lots of problem. Faith is not cheap talk, but hard work. Faith is not what you talk. Faith is what you walk. Hebrews 6:11-12. He said, therefore, giving all diligence, giving all diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful. So faith is not for slothful people. That ye be not slothful. Be followers of them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. Philippians 2:12. Work out your salvation. Work out your salvation. Faith is not for lazy believers. Work out your salvation. What are we saying? Faith is sharing responsibility with God in the light of scriptures in order to take delivery of your desired future. Sharing responsibility. Christianity is a call to responsibility. Faith is accepting spiritual responsibility in order to commit God's integrity. God must see your responsibility before he makes his commitment. Faith is not just confession, faith is profession. Faith does not say God will do it, even though he's the one that will do it. But faith also says, what must I do to commit God to doing what I cannot do? You do what you can and God will do what you can't. Don't tell me there is nothing I can do. Then there is nothing God will do. If there is nothing you can do, there is nothing God will do. Somebody needed healing. The whole ground floor was filled up, just like we had in the earlier teaching. He had to do something. His friends had to help him to break the roof. And then Jesus saw their effort and generated the effect. He saw their effort. Faith will always make effort for God to generate the effect. A woman wanted a miracle in the day of Elijah. Woman, what do you have? First, she said, I have nothing. And the prophet said, then go back home. Oh, I remember I have some little cruse of oil. Elisha said, now you are talking. Now you are talking. Now you are talking. Turn it on. And vessels were filled. Faith is accepting responsibility. Faith does not just say God will do it. Faith asks, what must I do to commit God to do what I cannot do? Faith is not just discussion, faith is obedience. The only way to prove that you believe is to obey. John 2:5. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. God will tell you ridiculous things before you see miraculous things. If you detest the ridiculous, then forget the miraculous. Listen to this, God's people. God is not a normal God. He will not tell you normal things. He will tell you to do what will make people mock you before he will make you. Opportunity for God for people to mock you is opportunity for God to make you. So he told them, he said, hey, get some water into the big vessel. We don't have the time to talk about the difference between those big vessels and the special vessels that people use in their homes. But think about it. It's like having them to put water in a drum when they should have put it in a neat dispenser. He told them to put it there in the bowls outside, the drums outside. And then as soon as they put the water, before they turn back, they say, hey, come on, get back. Take out of it. It's already turned into wine. And say, don't taste it. Take it to the chairman of the occasion. Man, what if we get there and it's not wine? Amen. If the chairman of the occasion is a terrible no-nonsense man, you go tell him this is wine when you know it's not wine and lose your head. But the mother of Jesus earlier warned them, hey, my son, I know him. He tells people ridiculous things. But whatever he said to you to do, do it. And when they did the ridiculous, they came in touch with the miraculous. I don't know, somebody may be here tonight. God is telling you to do something ridiculous. Whatever he tells you to do, do. I want to think, for instance, first of all, maybe this building and this entire site look ridiculous. When God spoke to you, move to that place. It was water. Ridiculous. But is the water see here? It has become miraculous. Praise God. Faith is not just waiting for God or on God, but acting on his word. When you hear the word of God, faith is born. But when you act on the word, a miracle is born. Oh, this is why many people have the word of faith, but no proof, because they are not acting. God measures only your action. He weighs your action. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3. God is the God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed. He weighs your action to measure your blessing. If you don't weigh in action, you'll never see measure of blessings. When faith is truly born in your heart, it will burn your heart to action. When faith is truly born, B-O-R-N, it will B-U-R-N, your heart into action. So that's why real faith people are restless people. Don't tell me you have faith when you are sitting down. Don't tell me you have faith when you are folding your hands. Faith demands that you do something. Tell your neighbor, do something. In Exodus chapter 14, from verse 13 all the way to verse 16, the children of Israel were confronted, and Moses said unto them, fear ye not, stand still. Look at that. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you this day. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Stand still. Stand still does not mean fold your hands. Look at the next thing there. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You shall hold your peace. Oh, they could as well hold their peace and put their hands in their pocket. But the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cry thou unto me? Speak unto Jehovah of Israel that they go forward. Earlier he told them, hold your peace. Now he told them, go forward. Many believers listen to the first and ignore or neglect the second. Now listen to me. Hold your peace doesn't mean fold your hands. It means be calm in your spirit. It means take your rest and God will do the rest. But tell them to go forward. To go to where? To go to the sea. The ridiculous. To go to the sea. To go and die. Oh, no wonder the Egyptians have told us before that God wants to use us for sacrifice. Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Now we know your device. Now you are proving to us that you are a juju man. And then furthermore, God told Moses, take that rod in your hand and stretch it on the sea. God didn't say make a bridge. The insignificant. Take that rod in your hand and stretch it on the sea. Do something. It is what you do that moves God to do what remains. So stop waiting. Otherwise, you keep wasting. Why are you crying to God? Move forward. Show me I move forward. Say it again, I move forward. Wake up every morning like somebody that wants to make something happen. You are looking for a job. Wake up in the morning and dress up. They say, where are you going to? You say, I'm going to work. Where is the work? The work is somewhere. When will you come back? I'll come back when I close. That's faith at work. Amen. That's faith at work. At work. You need to understand that. That's faith at work. Praise God. Amen. I was privileged to start pastoring a church of four people. But I was preaching to four people like 4,000 people. Faith at work. I have been making notes for my teaching since I was pastoring a church of that size. My first teaching in that church was titled, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Because I needed a shepherd that day. I was preaching to myself. Faith at work. Now, there are three recognized ways by which faith expresses itself. Number one is the word of faith. The word of faith. Romans 10:8. The word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. The word of faith enables us to have daily victorious lifestyle. The word of faith is what we are taught. We teach the word of faith. The word of faith which we teach. It enables us to confront and conquer opposition. It draws from the word of God. You sit down and build the word of faith, or you are taught the word of faith according to Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes. So faith is a journey. It comes by hearing. The more you hear, the more you are likely to believe. "I have had thee with the hearing of the ear," Job said. The woman with the issue of blood heard about the healing Jesus, and she said within herself, "If I may go and touch." She heard and she said, "If I may go." Faith was built in her by hearing. That is where the journey to faith begins. Hearing. So you have to be studious. You have to be hearing the word. Now, if you hear men, you will live like men. Now, I'd like you to check your life. You will agree with me, if you are sincere, that it is your source of hearing that is limiting your lifestyle. Where you are hearing from is what is limiting you to where you are now. You are so used to hearing from men. You are so used to hearing news, local and global. Economic news, climatical news. And so, what people hear you say and how they see you behave is in line with what you have heard. When you hear God's word, you start behaving like God. Faith comes by hearing. The word of faith. Remember, we're talking about from faith to faith. The next level is the gift of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 5. Which is for exploits in life and ministry. There's a difference between living a victorious life and living an exploit, a life of exploit. That is, you are doing something bigger than about yourself. You're doing something beyond yourself. Word of faith for yourself. For personal victorious living, gift of faith takes you beyond yourself. You're doing some exploit here and there. You subdue oppositions. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. Talk about the gift of faith. How do you assess the gift of faith? 1 Corinthians 12:31. Covet earnestly the best gift. So we assess the gift of faith through prayer. At the prayer altar, we can ask for the gift. Now, one thing that is free for anybody to ask for are the nine gifts of the Spirit. And among which is the gift of faith for doing what others cannot do. Exploits in life. It was the gift of wisdom that enabled Daniel to do exploits in the strange land. The gift of wisdom distinguished Joseph. The gift of might distinguished Samson. So strong, full of energy, could uproot great gate, not door, gate. Not gate of a house, gate of a city. And not just that, but carry it to a mountain where it cannot be recovered. Amen. I mean, such unusual might. Those men were blessed with specific, definite gifts of God. 300 men, soldiers of Gideon, destroying a whole land. Gifts. The gift of a man will make room for him. Proverbs 18:16. Now, beyond this is the spirit of faith, which will be our emphasis within the short time as we get ready to close. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is for triumphant living. Now, you see, there's a difference between victorious and triumphant living. Triumphant living simply means to glide over issues of life. That is, to live as if problems don't exist. There are those who feel problems. There are those who just see problems solved behind them. The word of faith will define problems. The spirit of faith will defile problems. That is, we regard problems as if they don't exist. The spirit of faith is what gives you the capability to deal with Satan as a non-entity. You look at him as a fallen, stupid devil. The spirit of faith will not allow you to describe the devil. It will rather magnify God. That's why you find men of who are filled with the spirit of faith, they have a way of despising problems. For instance, when our first son was born, the doctor told me this child will have mental problem. I said, "Can I have my child, please?" Amen. I so despised it that I didn't tell my wife until it became a testimony in a service. Word of faith will not do that. The spirit of faith is the realm where you become wild and intoxicated. Have you ever met with a drunkard before? Have you met a drunkard before? Oh, be very sincere now. In fact, some of you were like that before. Staggering. He will meet a big person like Pastor Paul. I say, "I'll slap you now." He doesn't fear anything. What he has taken made him fearless. You know what they call alcohol? They call it spirit. That's why when people take alcohol, the spirit entered into them. Amen. Praise God. Now listen to this. Spirit is about influence. Spirit, that's why when you talk about demonic spirit, they influence people. So the spirit of faith influences you. That's why Jesus in chapter 3 of John talks about so is the way of the spirit. You can't tell where it is coming from. You can't tell where it is going to. That's what the spirit of faith does. Listen, you see, the word of faith makes confessions. The spirit of faith manifests. demonstrates. You can only describe the spirit of faith. You may hear the word of faith speaking, but you can only see the spirit of faith manifesting. You can't describe it. You can't tell. Even you can't tell why you are behaving like that. Because a drunkard has lost his sense. When you are operating by the spirit of faith, you have lost your senses. You've lost your senses. You just find yourself moving. You don't behave drunkenness. That's why if you are not drunk, you cannot behave as if you are drunk. But when you are really drunk, you see gutter and say, this is good bed. Why? He has lost his mind. He's under influence. A man with the spirit of faith, simply put, is a man who has lost his mind. Now, when the faith tabernacle that Pastor Paul made reference to in Canaan land started, one of our pastors, close pastor to Bishop Oyedepo, very sincere pastor, he came to him one day and said, Bishop, you are mad. This man, a pastor, is in Lagos here. He's a trained architect. And Bishop Oyedepo also happens to be a trained architect. I mean, how can you look away from all the intrigues and the details of architecture? No quantity surveying, no plan, nothing. He just woke up and said 50,000 seating capacity auditorium will be built in 1 year. Did you find out how much it will cost? No. Why are you talking like that? Something is moving me. Spirit of faith. You need to get to that realm. Until you get to that realm, you can't be free from sickness. Oh. Sometimes last year, I was in my office, and then my eyes were scratching me, and something told me, Apollos. And unconscious, I said, shut up. And I got back home, to wash down, stood before the mirror, and that devil's, Satan is busy suggesting things to you, and you are buying it. He said, check the mirror. I say, it's not necessary. These are not things you think about. That's why they call it spirit. It's inside you. You have eaten so much of that thing that I'm showing you why you need to climb up from the word of faith to the spirit of faith. That is the realm where you are just triumphant. A drunkard sees himself in another world, higher than others. When he takes cocaine and all of that, he feels high. When the spirit of faith is working on you, you feel high. You look at others and be wondering, why are they not believing? Why are they not believing? Why are they not believing? So, the spirit of faith is the supernatural prompting of faith in you to confront challenges as they come. When the enemy shall rise as a flood, Isaiah 59 verse 9, the spirit of faith inside you will lift up a standard against him. Matthew chapter 10 verse 20, he said, don't you worry about the things you go through. He said, but at that time, the spirit of your father will speak through you. The spirit of faith, Matthew 10, 20, he said, the spirit will speak through you. That's why the spirit of faith is usually spontaneous. It is never premeditated. As opposition arises, the manifestation is triggered off. It's an ever-ready, intoxicating, reactionary force. Now, you see, some people come to meet me and say, sir, I have HIV. I say, shut up! I'm not angry with them, but the thing inside me is crying out. Shut up! A beautiful lady like you would say, you have HIV? You don't have it. You don't have it. I say, they start looking at me. I say, I don't have it. I say, okay, now, go for a checkup. And they go for a checkup and come back and say, it is gone. The spirit of faith. One young man called me on phone some years back. He says, sir, I'm just come from the hospital, and they say I have, you know, high blood pressure. I say, shut up. You don't have it. Get back to that hospital. Let them check you up. 2 hours after he coming, sir, I'm just coming back. They say I don't have it. I say, but I told you before. The spirit of faith was speaking inside me. If you are not reacting to negative situation, that spirit is not in you yet. You need to build up to a point where you just find yourself gliding over issues of life. Problem comes and goes, it doesn't move you. Believe me, I don't have a sleepless night. The spirit of faith is at work in me. Relax, enjoying the blessing of God. Shout hallelujah. Now, how do you translate word of faith to spirit of faith? When hearing the word becomes saying the word. You know, faith comes by hearing first, and by hearing second. The second hearing means by saying. Faith comes by hearing and saying the word of God. When letters are turned into pictures, when teaching is turned to revelation. So there are faith teachers and there are faith imparters. That's why the spirit of faith is assessed mainly through the teaching, which turns into impartation of those who are practicing it. So tonight, if I may say to you specifically, with the agreement of our pastor, that I'm speaking to you tonight to damage doubt in you. You will never have the capacity to doubt again. I breathe upon you tonight the spirit of faith. If you receive it, say, I receive it. If you receive it, say, I receive it. If you receive it, say, I receive it. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. He said, the word of the Lord which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. You know, literally, you don't see words, you hear words. When you begin to see words, that means you are having the reality of it. And listen to me, that was the story of Moses. He saw the invincible, so he was not afraid of the king. Those who see the Almighty don't fear the mighty. The reason you talk about my doctor said, is because you can't see God. Can any doctor say something is wrong with this body? No! Something already told me about my body before meeting with any doctor. Anything any doctor says is secondary, it came late. My faith tells me I'm all right. Examine yourself in the faith. What faith tells me is superior than what any man tells me. I don't care who the person is. The spirit of faith. When principles are turned into revelation, then faith is born. Ezekiel 2:2, he said, and the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. So I'm speaking to you now. Every trace of doubt in you is damaged now. The spirit of faith in Moses entered into Joshua and Caleb. The spirit of faith in Elijah entered into Elisha. The spirit of faith in Jesus entered into the 12. Jesus told them, he said, the works I do you shall do, and greater you shall do. The spirit of faith in Wigglesworth entered into Lester Sumrall. If you have read the book on Pioneers of Faith before, Wigglesworth literally prayed on Lester Sumrall. He prayed on him. according to the story of Lester Sumrall. He said, I knelt down and he was prayed. He said, Lord, the faith in me, put it inside them. And he cried, shedding tears on his head. Elisha said to Elijah, I want double of the spirit upon you, the spirit on you. And concerning Joshua, the Lord said to Moses, take ye Joshua, the son of Nun, the man in whom is the spirit. So the spirit of faith at work. Tonight, in agreement with our pastor, I transmit the spirit of faith upon you. I transmit upon you the spirit of faith. I transmit upon you the spirit of faith. The capacity to receive any word that God says to you, receive it tonight. The capacity to see pictures from scriptures, receive it right now. The capacity to believe anything and everything God says to you, receive it right now. It is done. You are going from here tonight a completely changed person. Lift up your hand and begin to cry for that spirit right now. Pray like Elisha. I want double portion. I want double portion. I want double portion. I want double portion. Can I request Pastor Paul, please? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now, I want you to stretch your hands here. Permit me to say, with all sense of modesty, I carry the spirit of faith in me. I've collected it from my spiritual fathers. Now listen to this testimony. Many years ago, as a young pastor in our church in Maiduguri. Maiduguri is known for a place where it does not rain until about sometimes, you know, May, June. I spoke to somebody a few days ago. As it rained, they said, no, there's no sign. And before it will rain, you will have the rain of sand will come. So I just returned from Benin, went for a conference under blessed man of God, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. And I saw faith at work. It was about to rain one evening. And the man lifted up and said, rain, stop! And the cloud, man. I got back to Maiduguri. I whispered to my wife, when as it rained, they said, no. So I stood up. I said, if I were you, I will watch my steps, my movement in the next 24 hours. Because watch it, under 24 hours, it's going to rain here. After I said it, I was wondering. And some of our leaders met me after the service and said, sir, things like this, you would have said it just amongst us. Amongst us. But there was a little girl who believed. And went back home and told the father, our pastor said there will be rain under 24 hours. 22 hours after, the heavens opened. The showers came down. Now stretch your hands here. If you want that spirit. If you want that spirit. If you want that spirit. The spirit that will enable you to believe anything and everything God says to you. Now I'd like you to speak to God right now. Raise your voice. Maybe there's something God told you have been struggling with in your mind. You have been arguing into your mind. Will it ever happen? Can it happen? You have been arguing. Now, I release upon you. We release upon you the spirit of faith. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Receive that spirit. It is possible. Receive that spirit. Begin to declare it. I receive double of the portion. If it's double you want, if you want more than double, you better raise your voice and take it. Pastors, raise your voice and take it. You can build large congregations. You can do great things as it is being done here. Somebody, receive it. Somebody, take it. Somebody, declare it. I release it upon you. You receive it. I release it. You receive it. I release it. You receive it. That project is possible. It's possible. You are receiving it. You are receiving it. You are receiving it.
right now. You are receiving it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I stand here tonight representing the faith of our fathers. The faith of our fathers in the land. The faith of our fathers which we have received. Myself and our pastor here, we are partakers of such faith. We release upon you right now. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, a few years ago, somebody met me, one of the people that God helped to raise. He said, "Sir, I want to build my house." I said, "Go and start." He said, "How long will it take?" He was asking me. I'm not the owner of the building. He said, "How long should I take to build?" I said, "You should know." He said, "Sir, I want to hear from you." I said, "Go and build in 3 months." He came back after 3 months. He said, "It is completed." The spirit of faith entered into him. When that spirit enters into him, it gives you capability to do anything. Capability to do anything. Anything believable. Anything achievable. It helps you to see the unseeable. It helps you to think the unthinkable. It helps you to act the unactable. It helps you to possess the unpossessable. Now receive that spirit upon your life. By this time tomorrow, that faith has produced a result for you. That faith has produced a result for you. That faith has possessed an answer for you. Receive that spirit. Receive that spirit over your life, over your career, over your business, over your family, over your destiny. Receive it over your career, over that project. Receive that spirit. Receive that spirit. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.